The Teachers Union of Ireland and lecturing staff are all completely behind the TUs. However, we're very much aware that an agreement was made in 2017. It was signed off by both parties, both the TUI and by the department, and they are not upholding that agreement that they signed off on, and we are concerned that this will fragment and cause a division within the TU sector, and that's the last thing we want.
You say this could have repercussions both for yourselves as lecturers in terms of pay and remuneration, and also in terms of students and the way their qualifications are recognised.
Well, that's exactly right. As I said earlier, at the minute that's not the case, just to be clear about that, but we're concerned about a spiral effect, a downward spiral effect, that this could have other ramifications as well, and that you could have a two-tier system within the third level sector, within the technology university sector, and that's the last thing we want. We want, as I said earlier, parity of esteem across the five TUs at the minute, and that's important. It's important for people who are working here, for all employees, and particularly for our students that we want to protect from an academic perspective.
Minister Simon Harris was in both the Letterkenny campus and the Killybegs campus in the past number of weeks. He spoke very highly of ATU, the second biggest ATU in the country. Do you take any succour from the Minister's visit?
Absolutely, and Minister Harris has been very supportive of the technological universities, but now I believe that he needs to show leadership, he needs to show his leadership qualities, and he needs to be directing the Department de Ferris to uphold the agreement and come to the table to meet the Teachers Union of Ireland to negotiate any further discussions that need to take place, rather than them making unilateral decisions without any communication consultation with the Teachers Union of Ireland.